certain takes, we'd be like, okay, that's fine. He's like, actually, it's not fine. It sounds out of tune. We're like, what are you talking about? I tuned my guitar, you know, but he's like checking the intonation, making sure like everything is as good as possible. And that was something we definitely had to get used to.
For their sophomore album, the Jersey band Real Estate enlisted the help of producer Kevin McMahon, who's known for his work with bands like The Walkmen and Titus Andronicus. It was Kevin who pushed the band to work even harder on their new album, Days. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The band Real Estate was formed just a few years ago by childhood friends Martin Courtney, Matt Mundenial, and Alex Bleeker. They'd all played in bands together back in high school, but it wasn't until after Martin returned from college that they decided to take a stab at music as a career rather than a hobby. Real Estate's 2009 self-titled debut earned them critical praise and even got them on several best-of lists for the year. They took their breezy surf pop sounds all over the country on tour with Kurt Vile, Girls, and Deer Hunter. While on the road, they continued to write and soon found themselves with enough material to record a second album. When the band stopped by WFUV's Studio A, they discussed the differences between their two records.
The first record was recorded in the town that we grew up in, our friend's attic, and some of it was recorded at home on like a cassette A-track. So it was kind of a more of a compilation of songs that we put together as an album, maybe, in a way. It was still our first album, but this one's more of like an album written, I guess, in its own self. It like contains itself.
Yeah, the first record was kind of like recorded all over the place, so it almost did feel like a compilation when we eventually put it together, because it was like the songs were recorded over the course of like 8 months or something like that. And this time it was all done at once in one place, and that was one of the goals, was to sort of, or for the second record, the goal was to sort of do it all at once instead of kind of piecing it together, I guess.
The Jersey element definitely comes into play on this record, but it's most definitely different because I'm a Jersey guy too, so I get the, you know, when people come up to you and they ask you about Jersey and they just talk to you about Jersey Shore or something like that, and you kind of look at them like you just want to punch them in the face.
Where in Jersey are you from?
Central Jersey. So.
Yeah, so you know, like, yeah. Jersey has all that. It's not wrong to talk about like the Jersey Shore element, but there's also like a lot more. It's much more complex than just like...
Right, you're almost in a constant defense of your state. Right.
Yeah, and it makes you like really proud of your state because you're forced to be.
When the first record came out, I was trying to Google this band and look up New Jersey Real Estate.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Which really kind of, you know, it's an endless loop. And then I looked up Beachcomber, and there was actually something.
There's probably something called
Beachcomber. There was actually, like, Beachcomber Real Estate or something, and I was about to lose my mind.
Yeah. Like, real estate blogs that are aggregators will blog about our band by accident because they think it's real estate news. So you'll see, like, a promotional blurb about our album on, like, a realtor's blog.
This is true.
You get, like,
so there was it was actually a grand marketing scheme from the beginning then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live music from the band Real Estate and the song Easy. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Thanks to our engineer John Stein and to Elisa Ali, who produced today's Take 5.